afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio. I hope you're having a great day. Are you ready for Christmas? Can you believe it? What is it? 1 week away. My goodness, how time flies. This will be the last show for 2 weeks. I won't be here for 2 weeks after today, since Christmas falls on a Wednesday and New Year's falls on a Wednesday. So I will be out for 2 weeks after today, but I'll get in contact with our good friend Scott, and we'll see if we can run some reruns for you to listen to so you can have something to listen to while I'm out. All right? Sound good? Okay. Well, what have I been up to the last week? Last night, the wife and I went to Alum Creek to see the lights, and they were spectacular as always. You'll want to pack a car full and get your money's worth, maybe split the cost between the folks in the car with you, because it is $20 to get in. And I know a lot of folks just say, well, I'll go to Upper Sandusky because it's only $5, and I don't blame you there, because it is only $5 to go to the Upper Sandusky Park and see their lights. But Alum Creek's kind of different, because instead of a lot of individual lights stringing from the trees, they have displays, of course. Santa lifting weights, Santa riding in a boat, Santa doing all sorts of things. And you can check that out down at Alum Creek. So we had a good time doing that. And then my mom has been baking Christmas cookies, and I've been going over and sampling Christmas cookies straight out of the oven. She makes a cookie with a Snicker in the center of it. Oh, you talk about good. A chocolate chip cookie and a sugar cookie is what she was making the other day. And boy, you talk about a delicious sugar cookie. It was. So it is a time of the year for cookies. And hey, don't forget the WWGH Christmas party, I believe, is tomorrow night from 7 to 9. And I believe that'll be on the air for you to listen to. And we'll all be here in the studio, a lot of us. So that'll be a lot of fun tomorrow night. And then it might be pushing the deadline, but you might be able to get a letter to Santa. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Not sure when the cutoff is, but you could go ahead and try. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. All you kids out there, or all you grandmas and grandpas that have grandkids, moms and dads that have kids, there you go. Get your kids to send out your letter. Or you can send your Christmas card to our address, which is WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302, and we'll send you a Christmas card back if you have your address there in the return part of the envelope, okay? So I think that takes care of business there. We do need to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH Radio. I just talked to Mark and the guys the other day. They're doing good. They're ready for Christmas. I told them I'd see them the first of the year. My vehicle, my wife's vehicle, needs some work. The blower is on the fritz. You go down the road and the blower just goes on and off, like to drive you nuts. It's enough to keep you warm, but I'll tell you what, it'll drive you crazy. Okay, here's what we've got for trivia today. I've got a gift card blowout for today for you. I'm giving away 4 gift cards today. We're going to draw 4 names at 4:55 this afternoon, okay? Yes, indeed, drawing 4 names. So that means you'll want to call and answer a trivia question, get signed up for the drawing, all Christmas trivia this afternoon, okay? And the gift cards we're giving away is from Big Lots, Speedway, Wendy's, and McDonald's. So there you go. Once again, that was Big Lots, Speedway, Wendy's, and McDonald's. 4 gift cards were given away today and drawing 4 names at 4:55 this afternoon. So here are the questions so you can call and get signed up for a chance to win at 740-383-9944. The first one is a very easy one. Which author wrote the book A Christmas Carol? Which author wrote the book A Christmas Carol? What country is eggnog said to originate from? What country is eggnog said to originate from? What is the name of the Dr. Seuss character who steals Christmas? Another easy one. What is the name of the Dr. Seuss character who steals Christmas? 740-383-9944. What is the name of George Bailey's guardian angel in the film It's a Wonderful Life? What is the name of George Bailey's guardian angel in the film It's a Wonderful Life? What color are the berries of the mistletoe plant? There's 3 different answers for this. What color are the berries of the mistletoe plant? 740-383-9944. The odds of winning today are pretty good, I'll tell you what. First call of the day coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you, Bob?
All right, merry ho-ho.
Yeah, merry ho-ho to you. It's getting close.
All right. How about the Grinch?
The Grinch, yes, indeed. He was the guy who stole Christmas.
You're right.
Yes,
yep,
indeed.
You all ready for Christmas?
I am all ready. I just have a few, like, 3 more gifts to wrap, and then I'm ready to go.
Well, guess what? I haven't even bought anything yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
I gotta get it done this weekend for the grandkids.
Okay.
That's all I'm buying for, it's you grandboys.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So, I'm buying for them and everybody else. I told them ho-ho and that was it.
There you go.
There's too many I have to buy for anymore.
Right. Yeah, it adds up.
So I take care of the grandkids.
There you go.
All right, anyway, I'll get off here and let people answer the questions.
All right, Bob. Hey, take her easy. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you have a nice holiday weekend.
Hey, you too, Bob. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I've been listening for you in a couple weeks.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right, Bob Austin checking in here. First call of the day. Yes, indeed. We're giving away 4 gift cards today, drawing 4 names at 4:55 this afternoon. So the chances to win are better than usual. So give me a call. Another one coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes. Was the one that wrote the book Charles Dickinson or whatever his name is?
Yeah, Charles Dickens.
Dickens.
All right. And let me guess. Let me see if I can guess. Is this April?
Yes.
I got you this time.
I couldn't get it right.
How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, I got you all signed up.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, let's see. Let's throw a couple more out here. 3 of Santa's reindeer names begin with the letter D. Name them. Three of Santa's reindeer's name began with the letter D. Name them. Another one coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
How about the mistletoe berries are white?
Yeah, they're white. I thought, I guess sometimes they can be red. I thought they were going to be red, but when I looked it up, it was white. I couldn't believe it.
Holly berries are red.
Holly berries, okay.
But you didn't ask that.
No. No, mistletoe. Yeah, mistletoes are white. I couldn't believe it. I guess in some cases they can also be kind of a pinkish color, according to what I read. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Who's this? And I'll get you signed up.
Janet Durst.
Hey, Janet. Good to hear from you today. All right. We will get you signed up for one of these four gift cards.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, this is Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here, taking calls 740-383-9944 and answering some Christmas trivia. What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his red nose? What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his red nose? Can you tell me that one? Another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
39944.
Hi, we're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine. You asked the question about the guardian angel?
Yes.
His name was Clarence.
His name was Clarence. That is right. I think it was Clarence Oddbody, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, indeed. It's been, I don't think I've seen, I think last year was the last time I saw that movie.
Good. Yeah, I got to watch it again. I haven't watched it in a while either.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Good movie.
Yep.
All right, who's this? And I'll get you signed up.
My name is Betty, and my last name is Fluellen. I'll spell that for you. Okay. F is in Frank, L-E-W-E-L-L. E-N.
Fluellen. Okay.
Yep.
Very good. All right, Betty, we have got you signed up for one of these four gift cards.
Okay. When can I get it?
Well, we'll draw a name at 4:55, so be listening to see if you're a winner.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. Have a good night. Okay, all right. Love the calls coming in here. 4:25 is the time right here on WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial. Let's see. Let me give you two more trivia questions, and that'll be my second page here. That'll be two pages worth for you to pick from. Whose eyes were made of coal? Hey, there's an easy one for you. Maybe a kid would like to call and answer that one. Whose eyes were made of coal? And which reindeer's name starts with the letter B? Which reindeer's name starts with the letter B? Okay, so there you go. So on the first page we have left, we have what country is eggnog said to originate from? And then three of Santa's reindeer's names began with the letter D. Name them. Okay, so there you go. That's what we have on the table right now, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call an answer, like this caller's doing right now. Hi, we're on the air.
They wouldn't let Rudolph play any reindeer games.
No, they wouldn't let him play any games, would they? Those mean reindeer. How are you today?
Okay.
Good, good. What is your name, and I'll get you signed up for these four gift cards?
Charlie Durst.
All right, Charlie, how are you today?
Okay.
Good. Are you ready for the holiday?
Yes.
All right. Good deal. Okay, I've got you all signed up, and I appreciate you listening.
Okay.
You have a good Christmas now.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okie dokie. Okay, let's see if we can get some offbeat news in here and before the break here at the bottom of the hour. Oh, another call coming in. That's all right. We'll keep taking them as long as they ring. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well.
Good.
The reindeer that begins with D is that a dasher, a dancer, and a donner.
Yes, indeed.
It used to be called Donder at one time.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Oh,
sometime it got changed. I'm not sure why.
Oh, that's interesting. Yep. I didn't know that. So are you ready for the holiday?
I'm ready. I went to the bank and did my shopping.
You went to the bank and did your shopping.
So you know what my grandkids and kids are getting.
Yeah, that's what my grandpa does. He does it the easy way.
What happens when you get old?
Yeah. Hey, it saves you
the
hassle.
You never know what kids want these days. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Just do it that way, and that way you're safe, and they can get what they want.
It's the right color.
Right. All right, buddy.
Well, you know, this is your last show of the decade.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Last show of the decade.
I'll be talking to you in 2020.
That's right. Yep. I'll be sitting, relaxing for the next couple of weeks here, listening to the reruns.
I'll be doing the same then.
All right.
You have a nice Christmas and New Year's.
Hey, Nate. You too. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, Ernie Breese checking in with us here at WWGH Radio. Okay, we have a couple minutes before the break happens here at the bottom of the hour. Let's see, a Canadian man strapped on his ice skates during his lunch break and ventured out onto a partially frozen lake to rescue three deer. Ryan Peterson said he spotted the deer struggling on the ice of Lake of the Woods near Kenora, Ontario. An Ontario Natural Resources Ministry said rescuers wouldn't be able to reach the deer because the lake was not completely frozen. Peterson, who was on his lunch break, said he retrieved a length of rope from his work and returned to the lake when he skated out to the deer and lassoed the animals and save them. Hello, caller. Can you hold on through the break?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, all right. We'll be back in about a minute and a half, okay?
Okay.
All right, you are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond. It is coming up on 4:30. And you can send me an email anytime, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. We'll be back after these words right here.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Charlie, have you ever been visited by a ghost on Christmas Eve like Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol?
Well, no, I can't say I have, but I have had similar experiences. I saw Hillary Clinton on TV reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
How is that similar?
Well, it's like being visited by the ghost of Christmas past, present, and yet to come, all at the same time. And old Ebenezer Evers was not happy. Bah, humbug. Bah, Hillary.
Happy holidays from WWGA.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, we are back, and I got some exciting news during the break. Terry Tackett, one of our managers here at WWGH, just peeked into the studio, and he said he will give an additional 4 gift cards, but they'll be random gift cards, and with his gift cards, you'll have to pick those up on Friday. Mine, you'll be able to pick those up tomorrow, but with his, you can pick those up Friday. So we'll do a random, but his will be totally random. There'll be surprises, okay? With his, there'll be totally surprise gift cards. So he's going to do an additional 4. So we're going to draw 8 names at 4:55, okay? So that means that we have 6 callers so far. So, you know what that means, a couple more and, you know, everybody's a winner just in case. But, you know, we might get 10 calls, we might get 12 calls, who knows? But so just about everybody might be a winner, who knows? So it just depends how the cookie crumbles this afternoon on Offbeat News and Trivia, okay? So an additional 4 gift cards, but from the radio station, they'll be totally random, okay? Mine are from Big Lots, Speedway, Wendy's, and McDonald's. Those are the 4 I have, and then 4 random ones from Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. Okay, so that's some exciting news there. We'll go over the trivia here momentarily. Right now, some more offbeat news. A driver stopped in traffic outside a national park in California captured video of a bear that climbed onto the back of the car in front of her. Taylor Hawkins said she stopped in a long line of vehicles outside Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park when the bear wandered into the road and climbed up onto the trunk. Hawkins' video shows the bear linger for a moment on the trunk before jumping down and wandering off. Bear encounters are common at Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park, which is home to a large population of American black bears. Boy, how would you like to have a bear climb onto your car? That would put your heart in a stop position, wouldn't it? Wow. That would be something else. Well, a group of friends dining out at a New Jersey IHOP spread some holiday cheer by leaving a $1,200 tip for their waitress. Zelly Thomas said he and about a dozen friends planned in advance to leave a big tip when they decided to dine out Saturday at the IHOP in Paterson, New Jersey. If you and your friends have the capacity and heart to pool your money to give a large tip to a waitress this holiday season that you know deserves it, I encourage it, Thomas tweeted. You'll be surprised how many of your friends would be supportive of the idea. He said each member of the party threw in about $100 toward the tip, totaling $1,200. When she got the money, she was looking at it like, oh, you guys gave me too much money. Here it is back, Thomas told NJ.com. And we were like, no, that's yours. Thomas said he and his friends are hoping to make the practice an annual tradition. Okay, it is time for On This Day in History, December the 18th, 1 week from Christmas. Here's what happened on December the 18th. 1787. New Jersey became the 3rd state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. 1796. The Monitor of Baltimore, Maryland was published as the first Sunday newspaper. 1862. The first orthopedic hospital was organized in New York City. It was called the Hospital for the Ruptured and Crippled. 1865, U.S. Secretary of State William Seward issued a statement verifying the ratification of the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The amendment abolished slavery with the declaration, "Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction." Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? December the 18th of 1898, a new automobile speed record was set at the very fast pace of 39 miles per hour. 1903, the Panama Canal Zone was acquired in perpetuity by the U.S. for an annual rent. 1912, the discovery of the Piltdown Man in East Sussex was announced. It was proved to be a hoax in 1953. 1915, U.S. President Wilson, widowed the year before, married Edith Bowling Galt at her Washington home. 1916, during World War I, after 10 months of fighting, the French defeated the Germans in the Battle of Verdun. 1917, the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was passed by the U.S. Senate and then officially proposed the states. 1935, a $1 silver certificate was issued for the first time in the U.S. And that's what happened on this day, December the 18th. We covered from 1787 to 1935, and there you go. You can impress your friends with your knowledge of the English language. All right, let's go over some trivia, see if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944. Again, we're giving away a total of 8 gift cards. 4 of those are surprise random gift cards from Terry Tackin and WWGH. Those will be available for pickup on Friday. And then the ones I have are from Big Lots, Speedway, Wendy's, and McDonald's. So we'll draw 8 names at 4:55 this afternoon. What country is eggnog said to originate from? What country is eggnog said to originate from? Can you tell me that? I just had some eggnog the other night. It wasn't bad. Pretty good. Whose eyes were made of coal? Whose eyes were made of coal? Which reindeer's name starts with the letter B? Which reindeer's name starts with the letter B? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? In what city did the miracle on 34th Street take place? In what city did the miracle on 34th Street take place? Caller, are you there?
Yes.
All right, buddy. Sorry to leave you hanging.
Well, I forgot my 3 reindeer, so let's go with Frosty the Snowman with eyes of coal.
Hey, all right, buddy. Very good. How's your holiday season?
Well, it's here.
It's here. And I think this is Ed Atkins, right?
Yes, sure is.
All right, buddy. It's a little cold today, isn't it?
Yes.
Very cold.
I'm hoping it'll warm up. I think it's supposed to warm up a little bit.
Well, and hopefully we'll get rid of this snow.
Yes. I hadn't driven my car in a couple days, so I had to clean it all off. And there was a layer of ice underneath there, and I like to froze to death cleaning that thing off.
A lot thicker than you thought it's going to be, too, wasn't it?
Oh, it sure was. It sure was. It didn't look too bad at first till I got into it. It was something else. Well, buddy, thanks for holding on for me. And you have a wonderful Christmas now, and I appreciate the call.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you so much, and we got you signed up for the gift cards.
Okay, we thank you.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, left him on hold. Sorry about that, buddy. Didn't mean to do that. Here comes another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Was medieval Britain was where eggnog was?
Yes, yeah. That is right. Now, do you like eggnog?
Yeah, but I haven't had any in a long time.
Yeah, I had some just the other night. My mom had some. I don't really buy it because I don't drink the whole thing.
Right.
But I like to sip on it and now and again.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's good.
All right, who's this? And I'll get you signed up.
Sharon Russell.
All right, Sharon. Good to hear from you today. All right, and we will get you signed up here.
Thank you, Nate.
Hey, you have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right. Very good. Another one coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Eggnog originates from Britain.
Yeah, that's right. And is this Ashley?
It is.
All right, Ashley. Good to hear from you today. We will get you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, some of my callers, I recognize their voices, and some of them fool me. I just don't know, so you never know. I might recognize you, I might not. No offense, right? 4:43 the time as the calls continue to roll in here to WWGH on the last show before Christmas. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, hold on a minute. My grandson has an answer to your reindeer.
I don't give a shit.
Listen.
Okay.
Blitzen, the reindeer.
Blitzen, all right. And what's his name?
Tyler Austin.
Tyler Olson?
Austin.
Oh, Tyler, yeah, that's right. Bob's last name. Okay, Tyler Austin. All right,
yes.
Buddy. We have got you signed up for a chance to win one of these gift cards, okay? All right. Hey, you take care.
Yeah, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. There we go. Another one signed up here. Okay. Let's see. Where am I at on these trivia questions? I'm getting answers here. I'm down to my last page. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 4 left before I'm flat out of trivia questions. So we'll do some more after the break here. We got to take another break. It's coming up on 4:45. If you call during the break, I won't pick up. So just hit your redial button after the break. And, well, we'll see if we can get this caller to hold on. Hi, can you hold on during the break?
All right, I will.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back after these words on WWGH 107.1 FM.
Oh, I'm writing my letter to Santa, Santa Claus, Post Office Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579.
Yes, that's Santa's address. I wonder why he gets his mail in Indiana.
Do you think Santa wants TMZ showing up to his doorstep asking him personal questions? Give them a P.O. box. That's the only way to go.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
All right, caller, are you still there?
Yeah, hey, Nate.
Yeah.
That last question, that was my grandson, Tyler.
Yeah.
He was kind of nervous about answering on Blitzen.
Yeah, Tyler Austin, right?
Yeah, he was kind of nervous about it. Yeah, it was Tyler.
Okay, that's all right. I got him signed up.
Yeah, I didn't know whether you caught it or not, because he was kind of nervous.
That's all right. Sometimes folks get nervous of talking on the radio.
Yeah, right. All right, thanks, Ted.
Okay, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right, here's my last page of trivia. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? In what city did the miracle on 34th Street take place? In what city did the miracle on 34th Street take place? In the song, 12 Days of Christmas, how many pipers piping did my true love give to me? In the song, 12 Days of Christmas, how many pipers piping did my true love give to me? And what gift, this might be a trick question, but what gift did the little drummer boy give to the newborn Christ? What gift did the little drummer boy give to the newborn Christ? Can you tell me that? It might be a little bit of a trick question there. 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate. In the miracle on 34th Street, it was New York City.
Yes, New York City. That is the place.
It was Macy's Parade, so.
Yes, it was Macy's Parade. Been a while since I've seen that movie. Have you seen it recently?
No, I haven't, and that's unusual because we watch it every year when it's on, so.
Yeah.
That one and It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
I love both of them, so.
Yeah, that's a good one. And this is Linda Atkins, right?
That's correct.
Okay, all right, I got it.
Okay, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I don't know how many calls we've got. We've got a bunch, but we are giving away 8 gift cards here in about 5 minutes. Four of those are sponsored by Terry Tackett and WWGH. They're going to be random gift cards, okay? They're going to be a surprise, and they won't be available for pickup until Friday if you're the winner of the random gift cards. But I'll say on the air who won the random gift cards. And then I've got 4 here, 1 from Big Lots, 1 from Speedway, 1 from Wendy's, and 1 from McDonald's, okay? Another phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Alabama, the first state to recognize Christmas.
Yeah, Alabama was the first state to recognize Christmas. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad, I guess.
Are you ready for the holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Christmas and New Year's, back-to-back holidays.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have got you all signed up for a chance to win one of these 8 gift cards, okay?
All right. Thank
all
you.
Right. Well, Merry Christmas. Yeah. Have
Merry
a good
Christmas.
One.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye. David Avery checking in. And we have had a bunch of calls today. I appreciate all the phone calls, and we've had a ball playing playing gift card extravaganza or gift card blowout. I guess that's what I called it on Facebook when I announced it on my Facebook page. Gift card blowout. That's what we're having today. Okay, let me tell you about something here while we wait for the time to tick to 4:55 and we'll pick out all of our winners. Did E.T. try to call Ohio back in 1977 and we didn't answer? Well, there's evidence that he or one of his extraterrestrial buddies did, but we didn't know how to reply. It's gone now, but the Big Ear was our listening post in Ohio for any sign of or communication from extraterrestrial intelligence. The Big Ear was a project of the Ohio State University and was the longest-running search for extraterrestrial intelligence project ever conducted. It lasted from 1973 to 1998. The Ear was a Krauss-type radio telescope that covered an area larger than 3 football fields. Yeah, Terry poked his head in here to the studio, said gift card galore is what we're going to call it. Yeah, gift card galore is what we're doing today. During its watch on the heavens, it became famous for sighting some of the most distant known objects in the universe. It also received the WOW signal. The WOW was an especially strong signal picked up in 1977 that bore all the earmarks of being extraterrestrial. It was called WOW because of a comment penciled in the margins of a computer printout by Jerry Einman, one of the scientists who was working on the project. The signal was at least 1 lunar distance away from Earth at a time when no known satellites were near the source. But even the demolition of the Big Ear doesn't mean that we quit listening. OSU is now in the process of designing and building a next-generation radio telescope called Argus. The Perkins Observatory in Delaware has a small exhibit about the Big Ear, as well as the original computer printout from the day the WOW signal was heard, and a model and pictures of the Big Ear. So there you go. I think I remember, see, it was to 1998. It was a pretty big array of antennas and different things that I think maybe you could see from 23 near the Perkins Observatory, wasn't it? If I'm thinking right. Might be wrong on that, but seems like that is correct. Okay, let's get everybody ready to go for a chance to win. And we are giving away 8 gift cards. And we have got a lot of names here to draw from. And so we're going to just see who the winner happens to be today. Okay, we're waiting for a few more seconds here for 4:55. Gift card galore. We'll do the gift cards I've got first. And we'll find out who the winners are. Okay, the winner for the Big Lots gift card is Betty Fluellen. Betty Fluellen, you are the winner of the Big Lots gift card. Congratulations. All right. The winner of the Speedway gift card. Winner of the Speedway gift card is Sharon Russell. Sharon Russell, congratulations, Sharon. You win the Speedway gift card. All right. The Wendy's gift card. Wendy's gift card goes to Ashley Braden. Congratulations, Ashley Braden. You win the Wendy's gift card. The McDonald's gift card goes to the one and only. Let's see here. I got them backwards here. Let me turn this around so I can see what I'm doing. The McDonald's gift card goes to Linda Atkins. Linda Atkins, you win the McDonald's gift card. Okay, now it's time to draw for the gift cards that are random, and you can pick these up by Friday, okay? Friday from 10 to 1. My gift cards are available for pickup by tomorrow from 10 to 1, right here in the studio. And we are located at the corner of Prospect and Center Street, and we are in the Ohio Health Building. Just come to the second floor, and you'll see us at the end of the hallway. Okay, random gift card number one goes to Tyler Austin. Tyler Austin, you win the random gift card number one. Congratulations. All right. Random gift card number two goes to Janet Durst. Janet Durst, you win random gift card number two. Okay, random gift card number three goes to Ernie Brees. Ernie Brees, you win random gift card number three. And random gift card number four goes to Ed Atkins. Ed Atkins, you win random gift card number four, okay? So those are going to be surprise gift cards from Terry Tackett and the station, and those will be for available for pickup on Friday, okay? So there you go. So let's go over the gift card or the winners again. Betty Fluellen, you won the Big Lots card. Linda Atkins, you won the McDonald's card. Sharon Russell, you won the Speedway card. Ashley Braden, you won the Wendy's card. Ed Atkins, you won random card number four. Ernie Brees, you won random number three. Janet Durst, you won random number two. And Tyler Austin, you won random number one. So there we go. Those are our winners for today. Congratulations to all of our winners. And it is quitting time. It is time for me to get off the air, make room for the rest of the programming. We are here every Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock, except we will not be here for the next 2 weeks because of Christmas and New Year's. So you all have a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year. I hope you get to spend it with some friends or some family, and you just have a wonderful, memorable Christmas and New Year's 2019, heading into the year 2020. I will talk at you next decade, all right? We'll be back with some fresh trivia questions and who knows what all. So from the bottom of my heart, Merry Christmas to you. Don't forget the Christmas broadcast tomorrow from 7 to 9 right here on WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, your place for holiday fun. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask, because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my God, that's a great story. So Mother
Isn't
Goose was...
Isn't that lovely?
Mother Goose
but
had
oh,
a few
oh, what
nips.
Fun it was, and the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the route just waving and having such a good time celebrating.
Do you have a little, maybe just bar of a Christmas tune that you can give us?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
make the Yuletide gay. That's about all I remember.
That's all you need to. The one and only, the amazing, the one of a kind, iconic, a treasure, a treasure. Pat Carroll. I love you to death, Pat.
Right back at you. Have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas and New Year.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving as well. Bye.
Bye-bye. Pat Carroll.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.